Soul, soul, dear listeners. Come a little closer and lend me your attentive ears for yet another splendid episode of The Simsville Podcast. This is your ever-grateful host, Jeffrey Crumplebottom, delighted to share the latest and greatest happenings from our cherished town and the wonderful Sim Nation beyond. We're positively tickled to have you join us today. Now, if you happen to tune into our last broadcast, you might recall a bit of a ruckus during our introduction when my dear mother made quite the grand entrance. Well, I'm pleased as a punch to report that interruptions of that sort will be a thing of the past, as I've taken the liberty of gifting her a splendid rolling easel from the fine folks over at Independent Expressions, Inc. And between you and me, they're not a sponsor. It's simply a gesture of love. Mother's always had a flair for painting, so we set up that easel on the back patio, allowing her to bask in the warm summer sun while she conjures up her beautiful masterpieces. On that cheery note, and without further ado, let's move on to our first segment. Well, would you look at that, folks? It appears we have our first guest. Mom, I thought we talked about this. You're supposed to be outside painting.
Philogeno!
Now, hold your horses. I can hardly understand you when you're shouting. What's this about a giant bee's nest? Well, there wasn't a bee's nest out there yesterday when we set up your easel. All right. Now, wait one minute. I'm not saying that you're trying to pull my leg, Mom. How about this? I'll go check it out once I'm wrapped up here. All right, have it your way, Mom. I guess my listeners will just have to join me as I venture upstairs and outside to uncover the great mystery of this bee's nest. Hey, Mom, how about this? While I'm outside tending to that bee's nest, why don't you just settle down right here in the living room and watch your soaps? All right. Let's step outside and check on that nest, shall we? Now that we've moved away from all of that, allow me to paint a picture of my surroundings as this is an audio podcast. I find myself standing on the cozy back patio, feeling quite relieved to see that Mom's easel remains undisturbed since her earlier excitement. I am pleased to report the canvas is beginning to blossom into a lovely landscape. Behind me, next to her rocking chair, a quaint woven wicker table holds a pitcher of iced tea and a couple of glasses. Ah, the tea sparkles in the warm sunlight and little beads of condensation trickles down the glass. The sweet scent mixes delightfully with the fresh fragrances of the garden, making it oh so tempting to take a sip. Yet, as I soak in this serene scene, I can't help but notice one thing amiss. There's no bee's nest to be found. Well, would you listen to that, folks? Sounds like our friendly paper girl is making her rounds this fine morning. How about we step out front and give her a warm hello and see if there's anything noteworthy in the paper? Well, if it isn't the sprightly Brandy Newby, daughter of Bob and Betty Newby, who we featured in our last show. How do you do today, young lady? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Say, is there anything of interest in today's paper? Ah, yes. I should have known. It's quite sad indeed. We'll be discussing that topic a little later in today's show. Well, I shan't keep you from your rounds any longer. Thank you for your diligent service, and do tell your folks I said hello.
Blah, blah!
All right, listeners, let's stroll back to the backyard and see if we can uncover that elusive bee's nest. Holy macaroni! Now, how on earth did I overlook that? It's such a bizarre-looking nest, so intricately designed. Honestly, I'm not convinced those are bees. They don't look like any bee or wasp I've ever come across. How about we take a quick commercial break while I dive into some research to figure out the best way to handle this? Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Uh-oh. What's that ominous sound, you ask? It could be Little Ed's beloved pet hamster on the brink of an unexpected rendezvous with the Grim Reaper. But hold on, folks. Little Ed isn't quite ready to say goodbye just yet. Thanks to the brilliant minds over at Shiny Things Labs, there's an amazing, groundbreaking formula designed to keep your furry friends thriving long past your own expiration date. So why wait? Hurry on down to your neighborhood veterinarian today and ask for Shiny Things Labs' sensational anti-aging treats for those dear little rodents. Give your little pals the gift of longevity and vitality, because every moment with them is a treasure. Don't let time slip away. Act now before it's too late.
Welcome back to the program, dear listeners. I have to admit, I took to the World Wide Web and even dusted off my childhood copy of the Junior Book of Insects, but alas, I still couldn't discern what those bothersome little critters were. So I decided to reach out to our friendly neighborhood exterminator, the esteemed Randy Cox, to lend us his expert eye on the matter. While he takes a gander at that pesky nest, I felt it was best to retreat indoors so we could leap into our first segment, Local News and Announcements. To begin, I have a heartwarming announcement that's sure to bring a smile to your faces. Chris and Melissa Roomies, beloved residents of Simsville, have officially announced their engagement. As Chris and Melissa prepare to embark on their journey down the aisle, let us all join together in a resounding chorus of congratulations. We wish them all the love, joy, and happiness imaginable as they step into this new and exciting chapter of their lives. And now we bring you a solemn yet heartfelt announcement from the very heart of our beloved community. It is with great sorrow that we share the bittersweet news of the passing of one of our most cherished citizens, Mr. Gunther Goth, the esteemed patriarch of the illustrious Goth family. Tragically, Mr. Goth met his untimely end in a devastating house fire at 5 Sim Lane, the residence of his son Mortimer Goth, a distinguished scientist celebrated far and wide for his groundbreaking research, and his lovely wife Bella Goth, a name known particularly for her contributions to the horror genre, where she has proudly earned the title of Scream Queen. Gunther Goth was no ordinary resident of Simsville. Indeed, he was a true cornerstone of our community, a man of immense stature and respect. He played an instrumental role in shaping our town into the vibrant haven we cherish today. As one of the founding fathers, his contributions were manifold and far-reaching. Not only was he a revered community leader, but he also held the esteemed position of dean at our local university, inspiring generations of students with his wisdom and fervor for education. This news, dear listeners, resonates deeply with me, as I have the honor of being a distant relative through my father, who was a cousin of Gunther's beloved widow, Cornelia. My mother and I feel it is our solemn duty to pay our respects to this remarkable man, thus we shall be attending the funeral to celebrate the enduring legacy and significant mark he left on the lives of all fortunate enough to know him. As we bid farewell to Mr. Gunther Goth, let us carry on with the light he so generously shared in our lives. When we return, we'll be delving into the fascinating world of video games. Don't touch that dial, there's a lot to uncover. Hey there, parents. It's your old friend, the Tragic Clown. I know times can be tough, but I have something special for your little ones. Introducing Clown Burgers Kids Meals. Because even in the shadows, we all need a little joy. Inside this meal, you'll find a clown burger or clown cheeseburger paired with our famous funny fries. And for a sweet finish, there's a chocolate shake or vanilla shake to soothe their souls. But that's not all. Each kid meal comes with a mail-in voucher for a painting of me, the Tragic Clown. When the world feels heavy, they can hang that painting up and remember that even in sadness, there's a friend who cares. So take a moment and let Clown Burger bring a little light into their day. Because even on the darkest days, there's always a reason to smile. And they'll know that I'm there. I'm there with them. And I'll never leave. Oh. Southbound Burger is a subsidiary of Land Grab Industries. Welcome back, gamers. Let's take a quick dive into the enchanting world of The Sims. This week, we're highlighting the 19th expansion pack for The Sims 4 entitled Enchanted by Nature. First off, a big shout out to EA for delivering such an exciting expansion pack focused on the beauty of nature. Enchanted by Nature introduces a wealth of new gameplay opportunities that are sure to engage players. One of the most awaited features is the debut of fairies. Fans can now create and customize fairies in Create a Sim, altering their appearance and traits. Alternatively, a fun new mechanic allows players to transform their Sims into fairies during gameplay. Fairies have a unique need called emotional force, reflecting their connection with nature. Neglecting this could lead to consequences, making it an interesting gameplay twist. Additionally, plant Sims return with new options. Players can transform their Sims by consuming a forbidden fruit or using cheats. While plant Sims come with unique powers, their transition is temporary, showcasing the allure of nature. The pack also adds three new traits: Plant Lover, Mystical, and Disruptive. These traits cater to different playstyles, from gardening enthusiasts to chaos-loving players. And lastly, this expansion introduces the stunning new world of Innis Green, filled with lush landscapes and hidden treasures. Exploring the enchanting locale offers plenty of opportunities for adventure and creativity. In summary, The Sims 4 Enchanted by Nature is a delightful addition for both new and veteran players. With its engaging features and the magical charm of fairies, this expansion is sure to inspire joy and creativity. So gear up and get ready to explore the wonders of nature. Welcome back, listeners. From my vantage point looking through the rear kitchen window, I have quite the view of our brave exterminator, Randy Cox, all suited up in his dazzling white beekeeping outfit, a somewhat comedic sight to behold. He's armed and ready with his hefty tank of insecticide. Now, as he tiptoes closer to the hive, which is all abuzz with the sound of agitated wings, you can practically feel the tension in the air, like the quiet before our summer storm. And folks, the moment of truth is upon us. Randy, with the steely determination of a hero, twists the knob on that fearsome tank and aims the spray nozzle like a gunslinger at high noon. But wait! What's that? A ferocious swarm burst forth! Unseemingly bothered by his valiant efforts, their ferocious buzzing fills the atmosphere like a menacing symphony, rising and swirling around him in fanciful chaos. In an unexpected twist that would leave even the most seasoned rider speechless, those tiny titans envelop our friend Randy, lifting him off the ground in a marvelous display of unity. Oh, my heart races at the extraordinary spectacle. What can I do? What can I do, dear listeners? I simply can't sit idly by and watch my pal being swept away in a whirlwind of winged warriors, can I? No, it's high time I muster my courage and dash outside to lend a hand. Hang on, Randy! Help is on the way!
Hold on there. Do you find yourself drowning in a sea of trash? Well, worry no more. Introducing the Junk Genie Trash Compactor, the perfect answer to all your trash troubles. This marble of modern convenience holds the equivalent of several ordinary trash cans, efficiently, effortlessly. The Junk Genie isn't just a product. It's your new best friend in home management. Imagine having more time and energy for the things you love. What's more, it's brought to you by the fine folks at Shiny Things, Inc., ensuring you're always ahead in the cleanliness game. So make junk a thing of the past. Get your Junk Genie Trash Compactor today. And remember, folks, when it comes to adding a touch of sparkle to your life, Shiny Things, Inc. is the name you can trust.
I made an earnest attempt to assist our dear friend Randy Cox. Yes. You heard me right. By the time I made my way outside, Randy was already soaring high above me, like Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, or Aphrodite, whisked away to the east by those strange little creatures. In a fit of righteous rage, I grabbed an old baseball bat, determined to unleash my fury on that hive, and folks, what happened next is beyond belief. Suddenly, right before my very eyes, three of those remaining creatures began to transform. They grew to the size of humans. Yes, dear listeners, humans. And they almost looked identical to humans, if not for the wings of various sizes on their backs, like butterflies out of a fairy tale. The eldest among them stepped forward, a serene presence with a kind voice. "Put down the bat," he urged gently, "for we are fairies. We chose to build our home in your backyard because you seemed most peaceful. But alas, it appears we aren't welcome here. We will take our leave and seek out a friendlier neighborhood." That certainly explains the dazzling lights and all that enchanting music drifting from the tiny dwelling. All my attempts to explain or apologize were met with silence as they packed up their miniature home and prepared for departure. But before they flew off, the elder sprinkled some fairy dust right in my face. Now it seems I've become afflicted with a rather curious ailment. My skin is red and blotchy, but on the bright side, I've been finding gnome statues everywhere. I must say, I do have a soft spot for gnomes. So, as I ponder the astonishing events of this unforgettable evening, I wish you all a serene and delightful good night. May your dreams be as whimsical as a fairy's flight. Join us again next time for more delightful stories that whisk you away to places unknown. You've been listening to another chapter of Simsville, an unofficial fan-made audio drama inspired by The Sims. We are not affiliated with, endorsed by, or sponsored by Electronic Arts or Maxis. This episode may include short audio segments from the games used strictly for artistic and transformative purposes under fair use. All names, voices, and audio assets remain the property of their respective copyright holders. Featuring the talents of Jeffrey Woods as Jeffrey Crumblebottom, Raymond Leslie as the voice of Landgrab Industries, who totally assured us that this message is not an ad, and Sonny the Tragic Clown, who voiced himself. Be sure to check out Raymond Leslie at Ray the Unusual on most social media platforms. If you enjoyed your stay in Simsville, please rate, review, follow, and share the show. Your support keeps the town running and keeps Jeffrey's needs bars from dipping dangerously into the red.